It's the 29th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Bedfordshire Hospitals Trust have been accused of violating an NHS regulation which went into effect in 2010. The Trust, which is made up of Bedford Hospital and Luton and Dunstable Hospital, has broken the rule requiring separate wards for people of different sexes. Rachel Power, the CEO of the Patients Association, a charity which advocates for enhancements in health and social care for patients, said, "While we recognise the immense pressure currently facing the NHS, compromises to patient dignity and privacy are unacceptable." An NHS England spokesperson replied, "We recognise this is challenging for the NHS Trust, especially at times of extreme pressure. Ensuring privacy and dignity of patients remains paramount." The MP for Mid Bedfordshire, Blake Stevenson, has asked the government in Parliament how it plans to support innovative Bedfordshire companies like Cranfield Aerospace Solutions. The government responded by saying that it had increased research and development spending more than any other government in the country's history. The company is working to develop aircraft which run on hydrogen. Bedford and Kempston MP Mohammed Yazin has been named as the UK's trade envoy to Pakistan. The Labour MP was appointed by Jonathan Reynolds, the Business and Trade Secretary, to drive its economic plan for change. Mr. Yazin said, "This is an incredible opportunity to foster stronger trade ties, promote investment and unlock mutual growth between our two great nations." The Place Theatre and Standing in the Wings events plan to host a wellbeing fair on Sunday the 2nd of February between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. The free event will be held at the Place Theatre on Bradgate Road in Bedford. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.